听力课堂，听 class.com。
Movie Salon presents Choose Your Life, Choose Your Future。
Choose life, choose a job, choose a career, choose a family, choose a game television, choose washing machines, cars, compact displays and electrical tin openers. Choose good health, low cholesterol and dental insurance. Choose fixed interest mortgage repayments. Choose a starter home. Choose your friends. Choose leisure wear and matching luggage. Choose a three-piece suite on hire purchase and a range of fabrics. Choose DIY and wondering who you are on a Sunday morning.Choose sitting on that couch watching mind-numbing, spirit-crushing game shows, stuffing junk food into your mouth. Choose rotting away at the end of it all, pissing your last in a miserable home, nothing more than an embarrassment to the selfish brats that you've spawned to replace yourselves. Choose your future. Choose life. Why would I want to do a thing like that? I chose not to choose life. I chose something else. And the reasons? There are no reasons. Who needs reasons when you've got heroin?
My mother was dying. My father was gone. But I had to believe the road would rise up to meet me.I was 15 when I went out into the world. What's a home, anyway? A roof? Bed? A place where, when you go there, they have to take you? If so, then I was 15 when I became homeless.
Spare some change?
Get a job.
How you doing tonight?
God bless you, kid. Down the track,
made the wrong turn, finished up. Spare some change. Mom.
She's dead, hon. She died yesterday morning.
You're 16 years old with an 8th grade education.And you're on a downward spiral that will end in a worse place than you ever dreamed. You've burned every bridge, you've worn out every welcome, and everyone who's ever believed in you, you've let down.
Eva? I don't want to be an idiot. I want to go to school.Yes, hi. I'm Liz Murray. I have an appointment.
At 9:30.
It's 10:30.
I'm sorry, the subway got stuck.
I'm sorry, too, but it's really too late. School started 3 weeks ago. We're just about full. With kids who get here on time, honey.
I read the brochure. Intensive student participation for the development of a just community. I just need one chance.
You can wait and talk to David. But he's got this meeting right after.
Elizabeth?
Liz.
Liz, I'm sorry. We're making our last decisions now. I'm already late.
Well, can I just talk to you for a minute? 30 seconds?
Well, there's the application. There's the whole big essay question, too.
I've already done the essay. I really want this. My parents both use drugs. A lot of them. I won't go near them, but...I guess I've kind of lived the lifestyle. I'm embarrassed now about how laid back I've been. I mean, I've never even really been to school, except for the 8th grade. But...
Well, your grades are very good in elementary school.
I used to show up the last week and take the tests, and that's how I got promoted. I'm smart. I know I can succeed. I just need the chance. I need the chance to climb out of this place that I've been born in. I mean, everyone I know, they're just...They're angry and tired. They're trying to survive. But I know that there's a world out there that's better developed, and I want to live in it.
Oh, I know.
My mother died of AIDS. She died a couple of months ago, and it was a real slap in the face. I guess I always thought that she was going to get better and take care of me. It's pretty stupid, huh? She'd never taken care of me. I took care of her. She was my baby. But now she's gone. So.
Now it's time to take care of yourself. Can you get here on time, Liz?
I'll sleep here if I have to.
Okay, you're in.
But you told the others you wouldn't know till Friday.
You're in.
Thank you.
I had it down. The B train took 70 minutes to do its entire run. Up and back four times, and I would be at school just a little early. And David would let me in. For the first time, my life had some order I could count on.
Last one out, first one in.
No, that describes you, David.
So, what were you putting on the board?
Well, we decided we would send our top 10 students in the school on a trip to Boston.
Cool.
You ever been?
I've never been out of New York.
Well, you're going.
Come on. No way am I one of the top 10 students.
Well, you're not one of the top. You're the top. You've got the best grades in this whole place, Liz. All expenses paid. You okay, Liz?
Yeah. I've just always been trash, you know?
You're not trash. This is to get you thinking about college. Welcome to Harvard, guys.
Look at the great photo op.
Oh, my God.
So does it look like you thought it would?
Better. Unattainably better.
It would be a reach. It's not impossible.
Don, are there any other scholarships?
That's quite a few.
Write 1,500 words on the importance of the free market and the free world and win $500. Yeah, I'd only need 70 of those every year.
There was something brand new in from the New York Times. Maybe I didn't put it in yet.
$12,000 every year for 4 years.
What do you have to do?
Attach a brief essay describing what you believe to be the most significant academic achievement and how you have overcome any challenges or obstacles. Can I have a copy of this?
I want to stand beside people on the sidewalk and not be so far beneath them. I want to go to Harvard and become very developed, read all the best books. And then I find myself thinking, what if I just go crazy and use every bit of my potential to do that? I have to do it. I have no choice. The world moves. You're just a speck. It can all happen without you. Situations are not conducive to what you want for yourself. Someone else's needs, someone else's plight is going to be stronger than yours is. I think people just get frustrated with how harsh life can be. So they spend their time dwelling on that frustration and calling it anger, keeping their eyes shut to the wholeness of the situation, to all the little tiny things that have come together to make it what it is.
Because I was turned so inward by my mom and dad, I got a chance to see how all the little, tiny things come together to make the final product. So I was never inclined to wonder why this or why that. I knew why. Not that I was happy about it. In fact, I was really sad about it most of the time. But I was very accepting. I was very accepting. I just always knew that I needed to get out.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
I loved my mother so much. I mean, she was a drug addict. She was an alcoholic. She was legally blind. She was schizophrenic. But I never forgot that she did love me.
She earned a 95 average and finished at the top of her class of 150. She did it while completing 4 years of high school in two. She did it while homeless, her mother dead, her father a drug addict living in shelters. And any way I describe this can't do justice to her accomplishments. So I'll just introduce to you our sixth New York Times scholarship winner, Liz Murray.
Everything's changed. My life will never be the same, and I don't know what else to say except for thank you. Thank you very much.
Liz! Liz! How'd you do this?
How could I not do it? My parents showed me what the alternative was.
Didn't you ever feel sorry for yourself?
Sorry?
Sleeping in subways, eating out of dumpsters?
That had always been my life. And I feel that I got lucky because any sense of security was pulled out from under me, so I was forced to look forward. I had to. There was no going back. And I reached a point where I just thought, all right, I'm going to work as hard as I possibly can and see what happens. And now I'm going to college, and the New York Times is going to pay.
Now, I've justified this to myself in all sorts of ways. It wasn't a big deal, just a minor betrayal. Or we'd outgrown each other, you know, that sort of thing. So why did I do it? I could offer a million answers, all false. The truth is that I'm a bad person, but that's going to change. I'm going to change. This is the last of that sort of thing. I'm cleaning up and I'm moving on, going straight and choosing life. I'm looking forward to it already. I'm going to be just like you. The job, the family, fucking big television, the washing machine, the car, the compact disc and electrical tin opener, good health, low cholesterol, dental insurance, mortgage, starter home, leisure wear, luggage, three-piece suite, DIY, game shorts, junk food, children, walks in the park, 9 to 5, good at golf, washing the car, choice of sweaters, family Christmas, index pension, tax exemption, clearing the gutters, getting by, looking ahead, the day you die.
So bad, I'll still be thinking of you and the times.